In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Jesus has set his face towards Jerusalem. He knows where he's going, and he knows what will happen to him when he arrives. Even the blind men by the roadside see what's happening, see who he is. But for his disciples, for those who are following him, it's much more difficult. In their mind's eye, they're thinking of the kingdom in the terms that they've already experienced. Power, hierarchy, thrones, privileges. No wonder an ambitious mother wants a slice of it for her sons. No wonder when there's a hint that someone is making a grab for the best seats, that the others are indignant. They have got it so wrong. From this point onwards in Lent, things get more serious. And with Jesus, we set our face towards Jerusalem. This fifth Sunday of Lent is known as Passion Sunday, and today we enter Passion Tide. The statues and icons have been veiled in purple. The mood changes. Jerusalem is on the horizon, and we know where we're heading. But in fact, we're not so different at times from those first disciples. We don't necessarily have the insight of the blind. We may not see the kingdom in terms of the cross, but of the crown. But purple, though kingly, is a somber colour, and its presence around us in church, in this cathedral, is to focus our minds, focus our mood, remove the distractions, and help us to concentrate on what really matters, and on what Christ's kingship really means. The prophet Jeremiah, in his Lamentations, part of which we heard in our first lesson, begins like this. The thought of my affliction and my homelessness is wormwood and gall. We've travelled through Lent so far with Liz Harrison's installation at the high altar called Corridere. That name means corrosion, decay. And the corrugated metal is meant to take us mentally into those places of homelessness, the refugee camps, the shanty towns, the temporary but fragile lodging that so many of our brothers and sisters have to survive in, the place, to use Jeremiah's words, of affliction and homelessness. And Jesus heads there. When he's heading for Jerusalem, it's not to the fine palaces, though he will be a prisoner in those, not to the places of power, though he will be subject to those, but outside the city wall, to a rubbish heap where the outcasts live, and the rejected struggle, and the Son of Man is lifted up that he might draw all people to himself, as St. John describes it. Can we travel this hard road with him? That was the challenge to the disciples, and that's the challenge to us over these remaining 2 weeks. Are you able, says Jesus to the disciples, and they respond, we are able. The blind men, sight regained, stand and walk with them. And we're called to do the same, part of this motley band, heading to the edge of the city, the shanty, the place of affliction and homelessness, knowing above all else that the steadfast love of the Lord never ceases. His mercies never come to an end. They are new every morning. Great is your faithfulness. Let us pray.